Cape Talk. Food.
Now, it's almost exactly a year ago we hosted a food segment on the topic of entomophagy, the practice of eating insects. And you may recall we told you that in fact mankind has been eating bugs for generations and that there are more than 500 different edible insect species on the African continent alone. We may also have mentioned that some 2 billion people worldwide regularly consume insects as part of their diet. It's just not that common here in Cape Town. And I recall putting out a call for a listener panel to come and try insect-based ice cream, and not one person responded. So of course we did it behind the scenes, and our team had a bite of what turned out to be a remarkably creamy and tasty ice cream that was not very dissimilar from the usual dairy version. That was 12 months ago. The creatives behind that beautiful smooth and creamy ice cream have taken their love of insects a giant leap forward and opened a pop-up restaurant dedicated to insects as a protein source. It's called The Insect Experience, and it's located at the Good Food Market in Woodstock. And I'm delighted to have with us in studio Leah Besser, the founder of Gourmet Grub, as well as the executive chef Mario Barnard. Great to have you with us, and welcome back, Leah.
Cool. Thanks so much for having us.
I mean, the concept is really simple. Instead of looking to the beef, the pork, the chicken, the fish for your protein, you guys look to the insect world. Leah, just by way of starting, remind us how your fascination began. It was through your master's studies in food science, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. So I did my master's in food science, where I looked at insects as a protein alternative. And I'm currently doing my PhD at Stellenbosch, also investigating it further. So it's really about bringing the academic knowledge to a more commercial setting and getting consumers to know about it as well.
Okay, now, from a nutritional point of view, these little insects are packed full of a good punch. They're high in protein, they're high in iron, zinc and calcium as well, and low carb for the banters as well. I mean, all round, they pack a nutritional punch, don't they?
Yeah, they're incredibly nutrient dense, which is amazing because, you know, you get that nutritional value and you don't have to use a lot of resources to create it.
Which shows in the price tag on the items on your menu, because I was having a little look before we came to air and before I test some of the dishes. The cost is only about 40 rand a plate for many of these items. Mario, as the chef, I mean, talk to us about the joy of creating a menu where you don't have as your starting point hugely priced animal protein.
Well,
they are animals. Sorry, that's a bad choice of words, but you know what I mean. Big animal protein.
Yeah, so definitely. I chose to use dishes that the people are actually used to, and something not too foreign.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is familiar with polenta and pasta and croquettes, you know, and hummus. And we kind of did it especially because of the taste also. It's very nutty, mm-hmm. and it just pairs well with what we've got here.
Okay. I mean, I'm intrigued. I'm looking and I'm going to taste while you carry on talking. So I really mean it when I say it looks like your average plate of food. There is a plate in front of me with four beautifully shaped little croquettes sitting on a bed of hummus. There is a little pile of beautiful handmade pasta and then what look like polenta fries, but I know that there's not just polenta in there. Everything contains insects in some form, but it's all quite well disguised. Was that a deliberate approach that... You know that your diners know they're coming to eat insects, but it's got to be in a form that is easier on the eye than the insect in its natural form.
Yes, indeed. So we do it visually for the more daring people, and non-visual for the people that just it's their first time. So it's easier for them to eat. It certainly helped me a lot. So yeah, that's why this is how we're going to approach it, and I know it will work out.
Had you had any experience cooking with insects before this or eating them yourself?
Yes, indeed. My trip to Thailand, mm-hmm. Scorpions and tarantulas and ants and things, you know. But it was quite hard. And I remember the tarantula being gooey and not too visual pleasing, you know.
Yeah.
So this is when we did this.
Okay, so let's start with one of the chips. Tell me what I'm eating here and tell our listeners what I'm eating.
So, Maponi polenta fries, seasoned with a hot Maponi spice. What do you think?
Mm, it's crunchy, as you can probably hear. I mean, it has the texture of a polenta fry. It's got that lovely, lovely sort of textured outside and a quite creamy inside. It is like any other polenta chip that I've had before. And if I didn't know that there was an insect of some form in this, I would never have guessed it. So say again which insects I'm eating right here.
That is Mopani worms.
Mopani worms, yeah. Okay. In several different forms and varieties. Now, you would serve this all at once as a nice dipping sauce of some kind. What do you serve these with in the restaurant?
Normally, it goes with smoked tomato chutney, which is homemade and it's smoked for 6 hours. So it's quite some love going into it.
And I'm a big fan of textured food. So for me, that would be a huge tick. absolutely, that lovely crunchy outside and a nice smooth sauce to dip it into. Let's talk about this challenge of overcoming the yuck factor, as they call it. I mean, Leah, it's got to be one of the biggest problems for you in convincing people to come and try.
It is sort of getting the Western consumer on board is quite challenging, which is why we've tried to take a more modern approach to how Western consumers eat food. You know, they don't really eat things that are very visually related to where it comes from. So it's a little bit of disguising it and sort of showing it as a functional food as well as something that's really tasty. And we've opted to go for small tasting style dishes as well. So, you know, they're visually appealing so that they have the aesthetics. And they're also small enough that people don't feel overwhelmed, you know, like they're investing in this massive dish. And it's sort of just baby steps getting people used to the idea of eating it. But we've been incredibly overwhelmed with how willing people are to eat it. We have this bowl of popcorn with Mopani salt on it, and people usually come and look at it. They're like, "Oh, I'm not ready to eat it," and then they eat it. And right next to it is a bowl of insects, like whole dried insects, and then they eat the popcorn and they're like, "Oh, this is not so bad." Then they just go straight for the bowl of insects, like without a second thought. It's been insane.
So you've literally just described what I just did, because the second dish, this little croquette, before you tell me what I've just eaten, it is presented as a beautiful little ball with a blob of sort of a barbecue sauce on top and some beautiful micro herbs, but there is a worm. And I went in for my first bite and my fork just veered away from the worm and went, "Start with the croquette bit." And that was so delicious. I'm happy to say I have gone back and I have eaten the worm as well. What did I just eat?
Awesome. So it's black soldier fly croquettes made with wild mushrooms, onions, garlic, some fresh herbs, with a Mopani hummus.
Okay, apologies to my colleagues for the garlic. Okay, and the hummus underneath, sorry, is made from Mopani worms.
From yes, and you know, your normal chickpea and.
And I was going to say, it tastes exactly like any other hummus I've eaten. All right, I'm now going in for the pasta, which looks like a beautiful spinach pasta or some kind of hand rolled. Herbed pasta. What is actually in here?
So it's actually both of the Mopani and black soldier fly combined to create a very special taste with basil
killer
and coriander.
Pesto.
Basil and coriander pesto, fresh tomatoes, and some microgreens.
That is an absolute winner. Okay, so the pesto is off the charts good. and the pasta eats like any other normal pasta. Yeah. I mean, it really is. I'm sort of, my brain is telling me you should be scared of what you're eating, but it tastes like a delicious plate of food. Is that half the battle? Is just come and try? And are people trying? Leah, how successful has the pop-up been so far? I know it's been only a couple of weeks. You guys opened, I think, the 11th of July.
Yeah, so we opened on the 11th of July, but we've had a like overwhelming response so far. People have been coming out of nowhere just to try it and sort of... We've had really good responses to the food, which has been amazing. People have left with a different mindset to how they arrived. So that is exactly what we're trying to do, is try and change people's perception. And it's been successful so far. I mean, people have been amazing.
It feels really healthy, I have to say, as well. It's light. It's got everything you're looking for, the flavor, the texture, the crunch, but it doesn't feel heavy in the stomach. I mean, there is a very compelling case to be made for the health benefits of eating like this. Is that part of your marketing sell, or are people coming, do you think, more for the curiosity factor?
I think it's twofold. You know, people know that they need healthy, sustainable alternatives. So they are looking to them, and they are at the same time very curious about the options. But because it's still very unknown, people don't know what insects taste like. They don't know how to eat them. It's sort of the curiosity, I think, that drives them there. But it's going to be the health and the sustainability that sort of creates the longevity of the industry. So it's twofold at the moment.
I have to ask if the ice cream is still on the menu. I assume there's a dessert section and you can still have that lovely insect-based ice cream. Okay. If anybody listening has been and wants to tell us what you ate and what you enjoyed or how you found the experience, we'd love to hear from you. You can either phone in on 021-446-0567 or drop a voice note to 072-567-1567. I'm sitting here flipping through. Next to the menu, there is a little booklet explaining what is in each and every dish that we're tasting. Do most of your clients read that, or do they put that aside and taste first and maybe get to that at the end of the meal?
Well, the menu is actually more of a concept behind each dish. So yeah. Some people read about it. Some people actually ask us to explain it. They want more of a personal experience. So it sort of gives people the option to either just sit and decide on their own or actually engage in conversation. So, but most people want to know in detail what they're eating because okay. I think they're quite excited about what's happening there.
Okay. Well, we've got one of them on the line, I think. Jolene in Kenilworth, have you had the opportunity to go and eat there or you want to talk about eating insects somewhere else? Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon. We were actually there on Saturday. Okay. Myself, my mum's character 75, and my son and his girlfriend. Was a bit of a mind-shifting issue when we got there, but I think the fact that the visual component's been removed out of the food helps a lot. Obviously, the only thing you see is the garnish.
Yeah.
And no, it was very tasty. The chef was extremely helpful in explaining. Obviously, he's like probably heard the same questions 100 times.
Yeah.
But he's been very entertaining and explaining to us how it works. And apparently, it's seasonal as well. Some insects are seasonal. So they were waiting on the cricket season to start, which I found quite funny.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good experience. I would highly recommend it to anyone else who wants to experience it.
Jillian, it's great to have that immediate feedback. Thanks. What was your favorite dish as a matter of interest?
I love the ice cream. It's extremely rich, very decadent. And the pasta, I think because it's from the Black Soldier Files, you don't realize you're eating it, and it's such a mind shift to know that you are eating something that's an insect, and it tasted really good.
Jolene in Kenilworth, thank you so much, and well done, Chef Murray.
You
obviously
so
made a good impression on Jolene's party on Saturday night. And we've got another caller on the line, Jane from Elgin. Good afternoon to you.
Oh, Pippa. Well, right. A long time ago, when I was young, mm-hmm. We lived in the bush in what is now Zimbabwe. And we were homeschooled, so we had plenty of time to roam through the bush, and all our neighbors were African. So we just did what they did. We ate locusts and mapani worms and cicadas, although they are very well disguised. Very, what's the word? Oh dear. You know, you couldn't find them very easy, and
yep.
they were very quick. So, and we just sort of roasted them in a little tin over a fire that we would make. I mean, we didn't do it every day or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it was delicious. We weren't the least bit squeamish. My dad did try them, and he was all right. My mum wasn't really prepared to try them, and I wouldn't now because I'm vegetarian. But
okay.
it was perfectly good and decent food. So we just, and I'm still alive.
Jane, alive and kicking and regularly contributing to the show. Thank you so much for that call. I mean, she speaks again to the fact that there's really nothing new about this, Leah. This is a way that mankind has been eating for centuries, and many sectors of mankind still eat on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just about bringing it into sort of the modern context so that modern consumers can sort of understand why and what they're eating. But I mean, it's an age-old food source that we've just sort of ignored for so long for no good reason, actually.
We've got a voice note. Let's just hear that before we ask a final question about where you get your insects from. But let's just hear the voice note first.
Hi, Pippo. Greg here. I'm fascinated by this whole idea. I was just wondering, though, how they source the various different insects and from where, and how sustainable that sourcing is relative to, you know, the modern trend and obviously conservation, etc.
Thank you, Greg. Well, you stole my final question, which is, where do you get your insects from?
Yeah, so we're very conscious about using farmed insects for the sustainability reasons specifically. So we get our insects from a company in Joburg called Insectivore, the mealworms. The mapani worms are wild harvested. They're harvested seasonally, but they can't really be farmed. So we get it from a company in Johannesburg called True Food, where they source it from local communities in Southern Africa. And then our black soldier fly larvae are farmed in Cape Town. So we try and focus on insects that are farmed specifically so that you don't get things like over-harvesting and you don't really create those ecological issues as well.
So Jan asking, saying, I've been told that some of the insect-based dishes in the Far East are produced with insects destroyed by terrible poisons. I hope that's not part of the process of your harvesting.
No, we don't use any poison at all. We harvest them live, so we bring them in and then blanch them to sort of like you would with a lobster.
Okay, same concept.
Yeah.
All right, so Jan is, for one, enthusiastic to come and try these delicious-sounding delicacies. Where will she find you, and how soon can she come?
Well, technically from Monday to Saturday, from 11 to 9. And she can come anytime she wants.
And where are you actually located? For those who don't know the Good Food Market, where do they find you?
So it's in Woodstock. Mm-hmm. So Larry Road 242. It's called the Ironworks Building and Good Spaces.
Okay, and go and check out the Insect Experience pop-up for, do you know, do you have an end date for how long are you going to be there, or is it for as long as people keep coming?
We technically do have an end date, but we might extend it because we've had such a good response. So I'm not going to give the end date, just keep coming.